for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Friday morning message of November the 29th, 1996, of the Thanksgiving camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Robert Cameron begins with worship, and then Bill Smith concludes this morning's service with the message.
Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the holy of holies. Zion rejoices again. Let the temple be filled. Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the court be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the holy of holies. Zion rejoices again. Oh, let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. In the holy of holies, Zion rejoices again. Let this temple be filled.
I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about the temple this morning. Know ye not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And He wants you to be filled with glory this morning. You can only hold your fill. So if you want to be filled with the flesh and carnality, that's fine. Well, it's not fine. That's your choice. But if you want to be filled with God, and you want His glory to fill you this morning, because that glory is inevitably going to push all the enemy out, all the darkness out. Hallelujah. See, that's why we praise, and that's why we worship the Lord before we get to preaching or before we... Because it's the praise and the worship sets an atmosphere for the enemy to flee. Hallelujah. So let the temple be filled this morning. Let the temple be filled. Rama soprondo kodobosita. Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the holy. Holy Zion rejoices again. Oh, let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Rejoices again.
Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Has the Lord done all said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Oh, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Has the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Oh, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Has the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Oh, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good?
I think that sums it up, doesn't it? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Well, hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? Hasn't he? I'll tell you what. If the Lord promises, he produces. If the Lord promises, he performs. That's why when it's the word of the Lord, it comes to pass. If it's the word of man, it flies off somewhere.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, when God promises, David said, I was young and I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
Hallelujah.
Nor his seed begging birth.
Hallelujah.
Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary. Think about it. So we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? The Bible says that in Isaiah that the angels surrounded him shouting, holy, holy, holy. And I'll tell you, when you're singing a song like, isn't he good? That's the same as holy, holy, holy. Because we're honoring him. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's the only God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
As you sing it this morning, listen, not only I don't want you to sing it to yourself, to your own spirit, to quicken your spirit, I want you to declare it to the four corners of the earth. Holy, holy, isn't he good? Listen, devils, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Listen, oppression, isn't he good? Listen, depression, isn't he good? Listen, inferiority, isn't he good?
Glory.
We've got the upper hand this morning. We've got the upper hand. We've got him. Can I hear an amen?
Amen?
Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Has the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary
so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Oh, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Oh, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Oh, the reason I'm happy, I've got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. The reason I'm bubbling over, for he has set me free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me. Oh, the reason I'm happy, I've got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. The reason I'm bubbling over, for I have been set free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me. Oh, the reason I'm happy, I've got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. The reason I'm bubbling over, for I have been set free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me.
Now listen, maybe some of you can't sing this song just yet, but you will before this weekend. The reason I'm happy, I've got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. You know, some people can't sing because they don't have a song to sing. But we have a song to sing. It's a song of the redeemed. It's a song of the ransomed. It's a song of the liberated. Hallelujah. Freedom. Hallelujah. The reason I'm bubbling over. How do you know you're full? When you bubble over. I have been set free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me. You've got to have a reason for what you do. If you stand there and laugh and you don't have a reason, they'll call you nuts. If you stand and weep and you've no reason, they'll say you're depressed and you're having a nervous breakdown. No, we've a reason this morning.
Hallelujah.
The reason I'm happy, I've got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. The reason I'm bubbling over, I have been set free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me. You got it? Come on, sing it as though we mean it. The reason I'm happy, I've got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. The reason I'm bubbling over, his spirit has set me free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me. Oh, the reason I'm happy, I've got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. The reason I'm bubbling over, his spirit has set me free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me. Oh, the reason I'm happy, I got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. The reason I'm bubbling over, I have been set free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that... One more time. Oh, the reason I'm happy, I got the joy of the Lord. The reason I'm singing, he gave me the song. The reason I'm bubbling over, I have been set free. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me. Oh, there's a reason
for everything that's happened to me. Oh, there's a reason for everything that's happened to me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a reason. There's a reason why we love Him. There's a reason why we praise Him this morning. Ah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It's a privilege to worship You, Jesus. It's a thrill to give You our praise. It's an honor to stand in Your presence and to glorify Your precious name. And out of a heart full of thankfulness, my spirit rejoices and sings. It's a privilege to worship You, Jesus. It's a thrill, it's an honor, my King. It's a privilege to worship You, Jesus. It's a thrill to give Your praise. It's a thrill to give You our praise. It's an honor to stand in Your presence. It's an honor to stand in Your presence and to glorify Your precious name and to glorify Your precious name. And out of a heart full of thankfulness and out of a heart full of thankfulness, my spirit rejoices. My spirit rejoices and sings. It's a privilege to worship You, Jesus. It's a thrill, it's an honor, my King.
It is a privilege, you know, the fact we're here this morning in our right minds. Well, I think so. They're willing to praise Him. In fact, we've traveled miles to be here. We could have been so many other different places. Disney World, Ocean World, Knoxbury Farm. We could have been all trying to get happiness, trying to get excitement. Here we are in Hot Springs, Arkansas, worshiping the Lord. It's a privilege.
Amen.
Take advantage of your privileges. It's a privilege to worship You, Jesus. It's a thrill to give You our praise. It's an honor to stand in Your presence. It's an honor to stand in His presence this morning and to glorify Your precious name. And out of a heart full of thankfulness, see, an unthankful heart will never worship the Lord. An unthankful heart will sit with her arms folded, thinking, well, it's time for something else now. But out of a heart full of thankfulness, my spirit rejoices and sings. It's a privilege to worship You, Jesus. It's a thrill. It's an honor. Mike, and as you sing it, put it in B flat for me. Hallelujah. I'll tell you this morning, sing it to Him. It's a privilege. What a privilege we have.
Hallelujah. It's a privilege to worship Jesus. It's a thrill to give You our praise. It's an honor to stand in Your presence and to glorify Your precious name.
and out of a heart full of thankfulness. My spirit rejoices and sings. It's a privilege to worship your Jesus. It's a thrill, it's an honor, my King. Say it one more time. Oh, it's a privilege to worship you, Jesus. It's a thrill to give you our praise. It's an honor to stand in your presence and to glorify your precious name. And out of a heart full of thankfulness, my spirit rejoices and sings. It's a privilege to worship you, Jesus. It's a thrill, it's an honor, my King. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Ramana Mama Siva Varonda Varamade Libra Mama Mama Siva Mo Libra Mama Ye Mama Siva Lando Bore Bore Dobo Debo Ye Si Libra Mama Mo Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let your glory be seen. Let your power be showed. As we gather in your presence to worship you alone, let the river of heaven flow over us. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall. Let your glory be seen. Let your power be shown. As we gather in your presence to worship you alone, let the river of heaven flow over all. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall. Oh, let your glory be seen. Let your glory be seen. Let your power be shown. As we gather in your presence and worship you alone, let the river of heaven flow over all. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall.
It's a brand new song. First time I've sung it. Let your glory be seen. How many want to see His glory? Let your power be shown. As we gather in your presence to worship you alone, let the river of heaven. Listen, there is a river. In the river of heaven, there's healing. There's salvation. There's joy. There's peace. There's deliverance in the river. Let the river of heaven flow over all. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall. Oh, let your glory be seen. Let your glory be seen. Let your power be shown. As we gather in your presence to worship you alone, let the river of heaven flow over us. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall. Oh, let your glory be seen. Let your power be shown. As we gather in your presence to worship you alone, let the river of heaven flow over us. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall. Hallelujah. Praise Him this morning. Let's give Jesus a clap offering, a praise offering. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. That's the bottom line, folks. We want His glory to be seen. And His power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to pass it over to Brother Bill at this moment. But let's just keep the flow. Hallelujah.
I found this out the same time that you did. Praise the Lord. But that's still all right. The Word of the Lord teaches us to be instant in season or out of season. Praise the Lord. I thank God for all of this beautiful singing. When I get the glory, I'm going to sing like Brother Robert does. Praise the Lord. But God is a good God. And God is doing a great work in the earth today. You know, there's a scripture that's so needful and it's not working in our lives in Hebrews. Chapter 11, I want us to look here at a verse, and verse 13. And the word of the Lord says, and these all died in faith, not having received the promises. Now, they all died in faith, but they received not the promises. But have seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Now that is no excuse for you and I. Go with me back into the book of Ephesians. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. Chapter 2. Verse 19. The apostle Paul says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. I believe with all of my heart that there is going to be a remnant that's going to get it right. That's going to get it together. Praise the Lord. That we're going to bring down the powers of this world and the kingdoms of darkness. And we're going to see groaning and travailing creation set free. Praise the Lord. So I'm crying out within me to be a part of this remnant. The word remnant in your Hebrew language means survivor. I believe today that God is raising up survivors, those that are alive and remain. Praise the Lord. And so this is what God is speaking to our hearts today. I was so blessed when my brother doctor from Lafayette, Louisiana, came up this morning and sat beside me and said, Bill, said, your ministry has been a blessing to me. I've been going to Bible college, and he was relating to some of the things that we had brought while we were ministering here in Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. So I'm so grateful that God will take a little peanut preacher and begin to sound the word unto the ends of the earth. Praise the Lord. I want you to go with me now into the book of 1 Corinthians. And I want us to look at the word here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. This is what Brother Robert said to us this morning. What know ye not that he which is joined unto the harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. I want to pick up the next verse for our text this morning. Notice it says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. This word join in the Greek means to be fused together. Or well, my brother said there, well fused together. When I had my business in White Settlement, Texas, which is a suburb of Fort Worth, Texas, and when I began to weld pieces of metal together on these automobiles that were broken, and if there was ever a break, it would never be back at the weld that I put on there. I always gloried because my weld was stronger than the metal that was already there. Sister, today God is fusing His body to Him today that we cannot be separated from what's going on in the earth today. Brother and sister, we are fighting a fight today that we've never fought in all the days of our life. But you will never be an overcomer if you're not a fighter. What are we tearing down the kingdoms of this world? And they're becoming the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that we reign forever and forever. But remember, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. All right, and this is where God is bringing us, all right? It's by fusing, by melting together. One spirit. Isn't that wonderful? One mind. One will. One nature. And one purpose. I came to Lake Hamilton to receive, but I also came to be a blessing to the body of Christ. I come to receive from the Lord, but I also came to give out from what I have received of the Lord. Now, go with me into St. John chapter 17. You know, there's so many people, they say that John 17, you know, that over in Matthew is the Lord's Prayer, but they say this is something else. But brothers, St. John 17 is the prayer of the Lord. It's not our Father, hallowed be thy name. That's teaching us how to pray. But now let's notice something here. Starting at verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which also shall believe on me through their word. A brother and sister, today I never walked on the shores of Galilee with Jesus. I never seen Jesus heal the lame or the blind. But all I have believed through the word of the Lord. What God has promised, He's able to perform. Then let's notice something. Verse 21. That they all may be one. Hallelujah. I've heard people say, are you oneless? I said, I'm trying to be. I'm not talking about the doctrine of baptism. If that's the way you're baptized, that's all right. They come to me and I was preaching a camp meeting in Oklahoma, in Big Cedar, Oklahoma. People were getting competitive and they were jealous in the ministry because the Lord was using us to turn that whole area upside down for the kingdom of God. They begin to say, how do you baptize? Won't try to find fault. I said, I baptize in water. How do you baptize? They were wanting to find the formula. But brother and sister, today I want to be one with Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I want to see the many sons of God coming forth in this earth with the power and the glory of the Son of God, that we will reveal His glory to this earth. Now, as they all may be one, as Thou art, Father, art in me, and in Thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. Now, isn't that wonderful? Verse 22. And the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Now, brother and sister, today I'm crying out day after day to be bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. Bone is inwardly. Flesh is outwardly. If you'll remember in the Scriptures, the bone is mentioned. Remember in Ezekiel chapter, isn't it 47? The bones, the very dry bones. And Joseph made mention concerning his bones. And we see in the book of Jude, Satan is contending for the bones of Moses. Why is he doing that? I'm glad that you asked this morning. Because bone speaks of eternal life. The Bible said not one bone of the body of Jesus would be broken. And brother and sister, today I'm crying out to be bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Robert, God's been so good to us. God has did so much in spite of us. Come on. When I first got saved, I wanted to be real spiritual. So in my office, I had a helm. You know, that emblem of driving or maneuvering a ship around. And on this it said, Jesus is my co-pilot. I thought I was being spiritual. No wonder they said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I don't want a co-pilot. I want the pilot. Hallelujah to God. I'm not looking for somebody to assist me. I'm looking for someone that will lead the way and that we will follow through and see the glory of God being revealed to this earth. Hallelujah. And there's going to be a remnant that's going to pray this thing through. And we're going to see God's glory. All right, he said, Father, make them one, even as we're one. I'm looking for this place now. I'm having hits and misses. There are times that I see God's work. From our hands, I see God doing the work. Then there are times that I have failures. And I said, God, I understand. You're in the blessings, but you're also in the failures. Because you're bringing me to the place that you're going to prove to me that you are the one that's doing this. And not Bill Smith. And brother and sister, today, but we must be joined unto the Lord that we become one spirit. And this is why that we come to camps like this. Because we're asking God to deliver us. Hallelujah to God. That there'll be no more flaws within these temples of ours. That we'll walk in the cleanliness and the godliness of our God today. So, becoming bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. One will, one nature. You know, Brother Glenn got on the subject, we that are addicted to coffee. And I guess I am addicted to coffee. But you know, I've read all the way through the word of the Lord. I see that Moses was a mountain man. Is that right? Did he go into the mountain and talk to God for 40 days and 40 nights? 40 in your Bible is divine testing upon this earth. All right. The flood upon the earth, what? 40 days, 40 nights, divine testing. Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Some of us went in there and we're still there. Come on. It's not a sin to go in the wilderness. It's a sin to stay there. We've got to come up out of that wilderness leaning upon the beloved. So then Elijah was a mountain man. Is that right? He had 7 mountain peaks in his ministry. Then we see Jesus upon Mount Transfiguration. You've seen the slogan of Folgers Coffee, is mountain grown? That's what Jesus drinks. That's Bill Smith 1 and 1. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Robert, I've been in the foreign countries eating the food. I've become so sick that I would have been better off, seem like, if I could have even died. But all of a sudden, God began to give me a secret. He said, there's a place in me, son, that you can walk in that this food will not bother you. And that you can walk in me, hallelujah, to God, and commune with me that this food doesn't touch your system. Walking immune to it. Brother and sisters, we pray over it. Then we ask God to cleanse it, purify it, and then we can handle it. And I've never been sick a day on the mission field again. Hallelujah. Our God, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Go with me into Ephesians chapter 5. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5. Notice what he says. Starts off, verse 25. Husbands, chapter 5. Love your wives, even as Christ so also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify, cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now, brother and sister, we know that God says now, he winked at sin at a time, but now he commands every man everywhere to repent. 3 weeks ago, when I left here, or whenever it was, I lose track of time, in the minister's meeting, I went home on Thursday. Friday morning at 3 o'clock, I headed for the Carolinas to minister in North Carolina. First I was in South Carolina, then went into North Carolina. God moved in such a way. We are experiencing levels in God and in realms of the Spirit of God today that we've never experienced before in all the days of our life. I went into this place over in North Carolina. We'd had a tremendous meeting, and we dedicated the school in Florence, South Carolina. Tremendous meeting there. Then when the next week we went into North Carolina, we had some people sitting there. They were like this. Just move me if you think you can. I began to almost complain, Sister Irma. I thought, you know, it sure would be nice to be at home in Fort Worth, Texas. All those people at home, they love me. Here I am fighting against the Spirit. And I almost said, Brother Coffee, that I'm tired fighting. And immediately I said, God, forgive me for saying anything like that. Or even thinking anything like that. Because I am not tired fighting. I will finish my course. Hallelujah. And as Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. And there's a crown laid up for me, but not for me only, but for all of those that love his appearing. So, I poured my heart out. So then I said, you know, this is going to take more prayer. I go into my room. I just stay all day long. Pray, pray, seek God. Came back the next night, and I could see a little crack beginning to come in. The third night, God helped me. Brother Glenn knows about this. Brother Jack Harris knows about this. The last words that Jack Harris said to me, he said, Bill, see if you can go and tear this thing down. He said, see if you can tear it down. I want you to, the third night that we were there, there was such a realm of God's glory that moved into that place, and they began to run and grab the pastor and begin to hug and love and say, I repent, I repent, I repent. And then others begin to say, oh, Uncle Randy, Uncle Randy. Why? Because it was the power of God that broke down the thing that's hindering the body of Christ. Brother and sister, today, we can't do it apart from God, but if we're bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh and we're joined unto the Lord, we will speak the words of God. Hallelujah. We can be the mouthpiece of God. Listen, folks. Don't you know the Bible said in the last days He will make His angel spirit and His ministry a flame of fire? Hallelujah. It's time that we begin to burn up all of the dross. It's time we begin to melt down everything that's not of God. Hallelujah. But all fused together. And you know, I remember the first recording that the Holy Ghost said about the ministry of Jesus. It said this. They sought for Him for 3 days. They thought He had been there. Come on. A lot of people think that they have Him with Him. And they thought that He was there, but He was not there. Sought for Him for 3 days. And then, all of a sudden, they found Him. In the temple, talking to the doctors. Wrong. They said, why have you done thus and so? And the Holy Ghost recorded, I must be about my Father's business. And then again we heard recorded by the Holy Ghost at His death. And He said, it is finished. Hallelujah to God. Today it's time for you and I to cry out, hallelujah to God, that we're finishing that God has given us to do. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Now let's notice. Notice all of the spots. The wrinkles. You see, the wrinkle speaks of age. Removing everything from the past. Now, I had people to come to me and they say, Brother Smith, all of us has got skeletons in the closet. I said, I'm sorry to tell you that I don't have no skeletons in the closet. They've already been buried in a tomb that's not even marked. And so therefore you can't even go dig them up. Hallelujah. You can't tell where I came from. I'm without father, without mother, without descent or beginning of day. I've had my beginning in God. I'll have my ending in God. Hallelujah. Because I'm coming under the Melchizedek order of the power of an endless life. Hallelujah. Oh, Shatala Mandalobosi. Kyle, I'm about ready for you now. He told me, he said, well, I want you to know when you get to preaching. He said, I want you to pray for me. I said, I preach like a Presbyterian. He said, hello there. Hallelujah. Brother, I'm tired of playing church. Come on. It's over with. It's time that you and I walk this out in shoe leather. Come on. We've talked the talk, but now God's calling for the walk. Hallelujah. I want to see God manifested in this 175 pounds that you're looking at this morning. I want to see God high and lifted up and filling this temple. Hallelujah. That I am proving the world that I am joined to the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Now let's read on. All of these spots, blemishes. Now, if you'll notice something, it says without blemish. That word blemish means alloy. It means, you say, what is alloy? That's mixture. Now, I want you to know God's bringing us to the place where there's not going to be a mixture. Me and God. It's coming to the place. It's God. Hallelujah. It's God. Hallelujah. This is why that I can go to them old witch doctors in the country of Mexico. They said, aren't you scared of them? I said, no, sir. I'm not afraid of them because I've got power over them. I can bring them down to naught because God has empowered me for the service. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't bother me. All right. Removing all of the mixture out of every one of us. All right. Now, so ought men to leave their wives as Or so ought not men love their own wives as their own bodies? He that loveth his wife loveth himself. But no man have ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth, cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Now, for we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bones. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, I want to start looking like Jesus. Now, I have a helpmate. We've been married since we were teenagers. Brother Glenn has asked me, said, I wish you'd bring your wife and your daughters all and come down here to camp together. It's kind of hard to take all these households at one time, you know, when you don't have a say no more over these married children. Come in. And I thank God for them. But I want to tell you something today, folks. We're becoming bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Now, so I talked to you about my helpmate. Is that all right? Now, how about Jesus' helpmate? Now, I want you to know my wife's name, her maiden name was Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. But it's been Smith now about all of her lives. Now, you know what she is called now? Mrs. Smith. And guess what? She can write a check that's just as good as anyone that I write. Huh? Now, fasten your seatbelts real tight. It's time for Mrs. Jesus Christ to come forth. Come on. It's time that we see Mrs. Jesus Christ, the body of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to surface that we're bone of his bone. And Paul said, I speak to you a great mystery. I speak to you concerning Christ and the church. Hallelujah. So I'm ready now to see Mrs. Jesus Christ come to surface. Hallelujah. To do the work that Jesus did when he was in this earth. Hallelujah to our God. And you know, I think that we're facing another fullness of time. Hallelujah. Now, go with me into 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 10, chapter 10, I'm sorry, and verse 17. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. For we are being many of one bread. Huh? One body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. You ever heard the saying, you become what you eat? Well, I've ate cows, but I don't want to become a cow. But, nevertheless, what are you talking about, Brother Smith? It's like this. When I was in my teens and early 20s, I lived on the edge. I raced cars. I raced boats. I would get out every evening from work. I counted, I put in 17 coats of wax on the bottom of my boats so that it would skip slicker on that water, that I could get just another 5 more RPMs out of that motor so I could get that much faster. You talk to me, and I lived and ate and sleep racing. Now you know what I do? I was telling Melanie and Joel last night. Night before last, before I came down here, I jumped up in my bed and I was speaking in tongues. Brother Robert, I was getting hold of members of the body and I said, you've got to be tempered and you've got to come into divine placement in God. Because we're coming into hour that God is placing us. Hallelujah to God, that we're seeing and beholding the realm of God's glory. I said, God, temper this member of your body, that there'll be no weakness here. Temper this body. Set it in place. Hallelujah to God, that there'll be no breakdowns. Hallelujah. Why did I do that to the boat? Because that's what I lived. That's what I ate. That's what I slept. Oh, God turned that all around. Turned it all around. And I never will forget that first time. I had this race car and everybody in Fort Worth. I decided, well, you know, I've become a Christian and I don't need no race cars. I don't need anything now like that. I said, I'm going to sell that race car and I'm going to get me a good heavy car to travel, to minister the word of the Lord. I began to advertise that race car. Everybody in Fort Worth, Texas wanted that race car. I said, if they want it that bad, then they're going to pay for it. So then I took the money out of that and bought me a Cadillac out of that race car. Come on. I didn't need it no more. And brother and sister, from that day to this day, I've run and run for the kingdom of God. Been into many, many foreign countries, all through Latin America, the West Indies, and all out, traveling and preaching this gospel of the kingdom. And I'll tell you what, God is so blessing us. The blessings of the Lord are overtaking us today. Tuesday, I got a call from Michigan, from right out of the suburb of Detroit. And a real rich lady called me and said, Brother Smith, said, I've got the money. And said, I want to build a Bible school in the country of Mexico. Brother Smith, will you take the money and will you set up a Bible school in the country of Mexico? And I said, Sister, we'll be praying and we'll be making this effort as we go in December. Brother and sister, we're going to get this gospel of the kingdom out into all of the earth. Hallelujah. And brother and sister, I want you to know Babylon never will preach the gospel of the kingdom. Babylon never will set groaning and travailing creation. Babylon will never deliver you from the demon oppression and the demons that you're possessed with. Babylon will never do it, but the gospel of the kingdom will set you free. Hallelujah. Now, notice what he says. For we being member, many are one bread and one body. We're all partakers of that one bread. How many knows that Jesus said he was the true bread? The true bread. And we're all being partakers of that true bread because we want to become what he is in this earth. All right? Now, you said, but Brother Smith, we can't handle this. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, said, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but took upon him the form of a servant and became a man, obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But God hath so highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that one which is to come. Now, this is what in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, but ye have the mind of Christ. How many has ever read about the 144,000 upon Mount Zion that's got the Father's name written in the forehead? What is that Father's name written in the forehead? It's the mind of Christ, folks. And this is where God is bringing us today. And people say, Brother Smith, what about the mark of the beast? If you get the mind of Christ, you won't have to worry about the mark of the beast. Because the mind of Christ will lead you into his fullness and will not allow you to be deceived. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. But you see, this is where God is taking us today. Now, go with me back into the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. And let's look here again. Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 11. Notice what I'm going to skip on up. But we, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Now, how many know what the sin, what bill it pays? The wages of sin is death. And the gift of God is eternal life. Now, would you fasten your belts real tight? Where there is no sin, there is no death. Come on. And brother, you look at your relatives that's not walking with God, that's your age and even younger than you are, and see if sin don't make you old. Brother, sin will kill you, but the gift of God will refresh you day after day and will stop the aging process on mine in your life. Hallelujah. Now, let's notice. But what we see Jesus. Now let's notice. For it became him for whom are all things. In Texas, that means every bit of it. Oh, there is no more. All things in bringing many sons unto the glory. what? The glory. His glory has risen upon thee. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60. All right? Now, let's look a little further into this. Bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Now let's notice, for both, that's me and Brother Robert, for both, me and Jesus, for both, he that has sanctified and they who are sanctified are what? Are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Oh, hallelujah to God. This is where God has brought us today. Hallelujah, that we've been made one with Him. We've been joined to Him, fused to Him, welded to Him. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back as God reminds me of this scripture. In the book of Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. And we all know that, don't we, today? Alright? Who shall separate us from the love of God? For the love of Christ. Shall tribulation? Have you been going through any tribulation? Huh? Shall tribulation? Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. You know, I believe that God has placed us in areas that we should bring a hundredfold in every area that we've been placed. For a year and 1 month now, I've been working with two Baptist churches. Two large Baptist churches in our area. In the bread ministry. And we're feeding the poor and the homeless as well there. On Wednesday morning, we give them all of the desserts, all kinds of bread to eat. These Baptist people, when I first went there with them, they gave me the right hand of fellowship, but it was kind of about like this. You know, I'd touch you, but don't get too close now. You know, 1 year and 1 month, and for the last 6 months, they've been eating out of her hands. Next month, I have a date to go to minister in the largest Baptist church in the mission program. Come on. And all that I do is I bless them in the name of the Lord. I am not ashamed of this gospel. I am not a holy Joe either. I don't believe in getting out there and making such a mess and a spectacle out of yourself. But being so firm and taking the Word of God and stand on the Word and begin to unveil the Word. And they look at you. We don't know the Scripture like that. How did you learn that much of the Scripture? I said, the Holy Ghost gave it to me. Because, Brother Robert, I was telling them last night, I really got a good shot in the arm when I first became a Christian. A lot of people, you know, they couldn't handle a lady like this. She was an elderly lady. And I don't think she ever smiled. But she was probably 30 years ahead of her time of the church in God. I'll never forget that Sunday morning after I was 3 weeks old in the Lord. She came over there and she looked at me and she got me by the hand. She said, like it. Son, you get in the book and you get something for the Holy Ghost to work with. Could anybody get a greater word than that? Brother, that was a word from glory. Hallelujah. To get a word that God can work with. Hallelujah. And so from that day to this day, I've tried to avail myself unto the Word of the living God. So those Baptist brother, I said, I bless you in the name of the Lord. They were walking around there and I said, you know, God sure has smiled on you today. Look how you're getting around and look what you're doing. There you're carrying two cases of bread. God has really smiled on you today. Brother and sister, there is a way that you can walk through the doors if you'll use wisdom in God. You can walk in there and give them a word from God that they've never had before. Hallelujah. But now, let's notice. Paul says, as it is written, we're killed all day long. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded. How many? Listen, folks. Last night when we were ministering here, I saw some Baptist folk get ruined last night. You see, God will forgive you for being Baptist. He forgave me for being Pentecost. Because I found out Pentecost is only halfway. See, that's just 50. That's just halfway. So that's just, the anointing, the down payment. But last night, as I had people come up here, I began to see that they were fully persuaded that what God had promised that He was able to perform. But folks, there is no room for doubt in this. What God has promised you, it's yours. God is not a dividend giver. He doesn't give things to you and then take it back. God gives it to you permanently. All right. So now, what does He say? I am persuaded that angel, nor principalities, nor power, nor thing present, nor things to come. Now, brother, there's nothing that's going to unravel. Paul is saying that's going to be able to separate me. His mind is made up. Did not Daniel say he purposed in his heart he would not defile himself with the king's meat? He had his mind made up. Paul is persuaded. Abraham said he was persuaded what God had promised he would perform. Today, I believe what God has told us, He's going to bring it about. Hallelujah. All right. Now let's notice. Nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, let's notice as we go on here a little further. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 11. Let's look at these scriptures here. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also. See, I don't think that's the right scripture that I'm after. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 is the one that I was wanting. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now, here's what I have a problem with people. Thank God for salvation. Melody said she prayed for me this morning that God would give me salvation. I asked her then, which realm of salvation? Because, you see, there's three realms of salvation. There's common salvation. There is great salvation. And there is eternal salvation. Come on. How shall we neglect so great a salvation? So now you see where God is taking us. A lot of people feel like when they just repent of their sin and they get common salvation, that they're in Christ. No, you have met the Lamb of God. But it takes time and years for the inworking of the Christ in your life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The inworking of the Spirit of God in working in mine in your life. And He's still working on me today. The inworking of His life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Huh? I'm talking about bone of His bone. You said, but Brother Smith, I accepted Jesus. If you don't go beyond that, you'll sleep through the 1,000 years of the millennial reign. But if you'll come into that in Christ and life, if you go by the way of the grave, God will raise you up and you will be with those that are alive and remain upon this earth. So you see, it's why it's such of a necessity that we get down into the very being of Christ in us. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I never will forget when I began to look at that scripture. It tripped me and I didn't understand. Because I had accepted Jesus as my Savior, and I was still being cleaned up from the old thoughts and the world that I came out of. And see, I didn't understand. But then as God began to enlighten, I begin to understand, and this is why that you come to this place for deliverance, because you're coming to where that those spirits have been in your life, that Christ is going to take over that area of your life until there's going to be a growing Christ in every one of us. That's why Paul said that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then Paul said in the 3rd chapter of Colossians, he said, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, set your affections on things above where Christ sitteth. And then he said, your life is hid with Christ and in God. So this is where that we're coming today. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Bone is inwardly, flesh is outwardly. All right. Now, let's go on a little further here. Remember what Jesus did. The melting and the flowing together. Remember the course that we've seen? It takes a melting, it takes a breaking, flowing together in God. Now this is what's taking place in every one of our lives today. Now, how many wants to cry out that God has finished in our lives? Huh? I want to see God finish what he has begun. Now, notice again as we go further into this word. Turn with me over to Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now do you see what's going to take place if we're not? Now, go with me into Revelation chapter 19 and let's look here at this again. Revelation chapter 19, the beginning at verse, let's go to verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that thou hast the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, we believe that this is John the Beloved. All right? He is a matured son. He looks just like the Lord. He's doing the work of the Lord. They fall down to worship him. What would happen today in the televangelists? If you'd fall down to worship them, they'd be more happier. But you know what? I've had the privilege going to the poverty-stricken lands when they were so poor that they would not even go to a church in the foreign countries. They said that the church is such a sacred place and where our clothes is all patched. And we can't go to a place like that with this kind of clothing on. We have no shoes and we go barefooted. And so, you know what we did? We set up, they call it a tent, Brother Robert. It had a tin roof thing on it. The sides were all open and the back was open. And we preached to the multitudes. And I never will forget, as the pastor and his wife was there in this place. And I'll tell you, we had walked down there and so the people went hollering, white man, white man. And so we thought, well, me and my wife, we'd go as far as we'd go because it probably is not going to be safe if we go. So we're going back to the house. We went back to the house and contended with the lizards running up on the rafters in our house and running inside of it. So then we pray and we seek and fast and seek God. And some of the fast was called fast because I couldn't eat them old dry land crabs with that juice running down their arms and running down on the floor. I had to shut the door. I couldn't handle that. Brother, I'm telling you what, that's just too tough for me. So, anyway, we had just sought God. So then we started laying hands on people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And they said, oh, don't do that, because they can't get it that way. We've got to go over this room over here, they've got to get sanctified over here. Then we've got to get over in this room here, and then they got to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Then they move over to this room, and then they get filled. And this is several years' process. We got a hold of God. And brother, that night, they were falling off from their seat on the ground of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. So the lady, the pastor's wife, she said, we got to get control of this because we had thousands of people there. She run out there and she started ringing her little bell and she got in front of the altar and her legs became spaghetti and she hit the ground. Her bell right beside her. And brother, we have no idea fear of knowing how many that fell off from their seat on the ground speaking in tongues that God gave the utterance. And you talk about revival, we didn't have to pay for radio. Radio came to us and it was free of charge. Hallelujah. And we began to broadcast across the island. Hallelujah, God. Because revival broke out. Brother, I hate anything that's rude but man. Ringing that little bell. Thank God that she fell down and the bell fell with her. Hallelujah. Then they would say, you know, Evangelist Simmet. That's what they said, Simmet. Said Evangelist Simmet, he don't preach do's and don'ts. He just preaches the Word of God. Come on, folks. Do's and don'ts don't get it done. It takes a manifestation of the Word and of the Spirit together to set groaning and travailing creation free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, I know what it is. And I wish that I was an eloquent speaker. But I read in the Word of the Lord, said because of the anointing, the yokes were destroyed. Come on. Because of the anointing, the yoke was destroyed. Brother and sister, today the body of Christ is yoked up with many things today. And that's why that I thank God for Brother Glenn and Sister Irma, who that I've loved for many, many years now. Hallelujah. That they stood the reproach and all the accusations that's been set against them. And all of these things. Just like a man called me from down here in Hot Springs. And he said, that's an occult. I said, you need to go out there and you'll get delivered from a cult. Yeah, you need to go out there and you'll get delivered. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. And old Paul cried out in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Because we've come one. Hallelujah. All right. Now, let's notice here. Fell at his feet. As I said, I had them to crawl on their knees. Listen, folks. What? My little mother, before she went to glory, she said, son, you demand so much. And I said, mother, we're preaching the kingdom, and it demands kingdom principles. But some kingdom folk don't even keep 30-fold principles. Come on, folks. We're not fooling nobody. God's fixing to cut all of that off, folks, and the real is coming forth. Hallelujah. That which is not God is coming down. But God's going to be exalted. Hallelujah. And so we go along and we go along. And people say, you know, my little mother, she'd say, but son, you demand so much. Son, you don't even worship. And you don't even celebrate the holidays. I said, mother, I used to before I got delivered. I only have one hero now. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He's the only one. I used to look around Brother Robert when I was a very young preacher. I'd look around at great men. And I'd say, oh God, I want to be like them. Then after I grew more and more, I began to be around them. And I began to see some of their faults and their failures. And I said, I don't want to be like them. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Him. Now let's notice verse 11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Now, I've heard this priest that Jesus is coming back on a white horse. The last time, you know, the first time he was in the manger. But this time he's going to ride a white horse. I'm here to tell you he can ride a white horse if he wants to. But to me, that's not what he's saying. Brother Robert, what he's saying to me, I'm raising up a white horse company, a thoroughbred that I'm going to ride in the land that's going to tear down the kingdom of this world. A thoroughbred, hallelujah, God, with no mixture. Hallelujah. Now, a white horse. Now, I know you've never been so religious that you haven't seen the cowboys and the Indians. I never will forget when my baby daughter was, she's 8 years younger than our oldest daughter. We were in Colorado, was on a vacation. Called everybody around there and wanted everybody to see his little program he was putting on. So Shelly, my baby daughter, Glenn and them all knows her. She was kind of lingering behind. He reached over and grabbed her by the arm and says, come on up here. Now, you've watched television, and we Indians ain't never won a battle yet. So you don't have to be afraid of us. Now, the Indians, what did they ride? Spotted horses. Is that right? Mixture. Brother and sister, what have we had in the body of Christ? We've had mixture. Part me, part God. Hallelujah. And part the devil. But brother, we're coming down to now where there is no world train. Hallelujah to God. And they're coming forth in the power of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, notice what it says. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. Do I need to tell you who that is? That's Jesus, brother. Faithful and true. And in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written. Now, everywhere that you see a name change in your Bible, it's talking about a nature change as well. Come on. Some of us hadn't allowed God to change our nature at all. After all, that's just me. Well, me's got to go too. Me's got to go too. It's going to be God plus nothing else. Come on. Hallelujah. All right? And then notice what he said. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. Now, verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven, what were they doing? Following him upon what kind of horses? Upon white horses. Clothed in fine linen. White and clean. What is he talking about? A pure seed. Amen. A pure seed. Hallelujah to God. Oh, hallelujah. Why do you think that Brother Robert and Brother Bill wants us to worship and love God? They want to get this ground ready for the seed to be planted in here. That the seed will bring forth the harvest. That's why we worship God. Is to get this ground ready. Yes. Hallelujah. Sure. We have some every once in a while that come in our church visiting us. They look around and say, where's your hymn books? I said, well, this is it right here. They said, no, that's the word. I said, but this is our word in our hymn book too. This is what we sing. You heard Sister Irma talking about our church last night. Sometimes we get wild. But brother and sister, we're seen groaning and travailing, creation set free. They said, where's your hymn book? We want to sing our fly away. I said, we quit singing that over 30 years ago. We don't believe in that. We're not going to fly away. Brother and sister, what are we going to do? We're going to stay right here and put mud in the devil's eye. We're not looking for no pie in the sky. We're looking for the mud to put in the devil's eye. Hallelujah. They said, oh, we want to sing them. I said, oh, but they're unscriptural. We don't use them. Come on. That's an abomination. Come on, folks. I seen them the other day in the wards, and they were awarding that man that wrote that song, It's Dead, years ago. Unscriptural, folks. And where they got this? Out of John chapter 14. Go with me there now. My wife's not here to wave the calendar, so I'll have to quit here just in a second. All right. John chapter 14. Remember, this is the rapture chapter. You know, Brother Kyle, you read that 14th chapter, and Brother Robert, Jesus mentions the Father 23 times. 23 times, heaven is not even mentioned. Would you say, Brother Jack, that he's trying to reveal to us the Father? Huh? But they say, oh, we got to fly away. But no, brother, this is being made one with him. 23 times the Father's name is mentioned in chapter 14. Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, this is position, folks. How many knows Ephesians 1:6 that he made us accepted in the beloved? In Luke chapter 3 and verse 23 and 22 and 23, when the Father at Jesus' baptismal service, the Father spoke out, he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." It's the same word that's in Ephesians 1:6. Brother and sister, I want you to know God's raising up some people that he's well pleased with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you see, this is where that we're at now. Now, in verse 23, and we'll close. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Oh, hallelujah. Don't you want to live with him? Hallelujah. Now, we will come and take our abode with him. In closing the second time, remember the ark when Noah put the raven out. He just went to and fro in the earth. He didn't care what he lighted upon, did he? He was a dirty bird. Even though God has even used dirty birds to feed his family. Some's behind pulpits. Then in 7 days, he sent out a dove, which was a type of the Spirit. He goes out there and then he returns. That's the first anointing that went out. He returns and Noah takes him back. And in 7 more days, he sends him out again. And he comes back this time with an olive branch in his beak, the second anointing. Then, kept him 7 days and sent him out again. He didn't return. The third anointing. Come on. And then what happened? It found a resting place to rest his feet. We read in the Bible, Brother Robert, that word that Jesus, our God, he moved upon the patriarchs of old for a season. Is that right? He moved upon Samson for a season. He moved upon Abraham for a season. But we read after the 400 years of dark ages, the Bible said the Spirit of God moved upon Jesus, Brother Coffey, and he abided there. It found a final resting place. It abode upon Jesus. And Brother, God's raising up people today that the Word of God, the power of God, is going to live there. Abide. Didn't come for a season, but abide. Abide. I'm not looking for a visitation. Brother Robert, I'm looking for Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Hallelujah. Been stricken and been smitten, and the third day we shall live in his sight, and then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Hallelujah. How many wants to see the Lord high and lifted up in your temple? Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.